from Alice Cooper at 2 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. 8:02 at CKLW. If you're just waking up, we've had a winner this morning. Winner of car number 7, our 1977 AMC Pacer. He went to Keith Brown of Windsor, Ontario. Keith gave us the correct mileage, which if you were thinking about it and trying to figure out what numbers you're going to start with, 481 was the correct total. 481 miles. We'll start at zero again today when I depart here, and then tomorrow morning just after 6, all over again with brand new guesses. Let's give away car number 8 this week, folks, so I can go on vacation. 8:02 is our time. It's also Farmer Jack saving time. This week's save on a 2-pound package of frozen Tyson fried chicken, only $1.68 at Farmer Jack.
Excuse me, Mr. Umpire?
Yeah, what?
You going to call that pitch?
Pitch? Oh, I missed it. Hey, look, I got my mind on other things. Tell him to throw it again, huh? Look, I am peeved. You pampered players, you got everything. Money, headlines, clean socks. Nothing exciting ever happens to an umpire.
Would you like a taste of a little World Series excitement?
World Series, me?
Sure. It's the brand new World Series candy bar. A crunchy block of peanut candy covered by a thick, delicious layer of chocolatey goodness. And you can win $25,000 in the big World Series sweepstakes. Details are on every wrapper. Have this one, Ump. It's one World Series even you can get into.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, that pitch nipped the inside corner and you're out of there! But before you leave, thanks again for the candy.
The new World Series candy bar. Fun to eat, fun to play. Get a taste of World Series excitement yourself. Sweepstakes void where prohibited. No purchase necessary.
I got my Lotto Canada ticket. This is the one I'm waiting for. I got my $1 million baby. Who could ask for anything more?
Every ticket gives you 12 shots at a million. Get your $1 million baby and be part of Canada's national lottery. Lotto Canada, the biggest baby of them all.
She's got $1 million baby.
And I hope I get much more.
Tom Shannon, CKLW.
Good morning, it's 4 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is Joe Simon from 1969, the memories of the choking kind. You know the kind I mean. That's Joking Kind from Joe Simon at CKLW. Good morning to you. 7 after 8 o'clock in the morning. We had a winner this morning. Keith Brown of Windsor picked up car number 7. Car number 7, a 1977 AMC Pacer. One more to go of the big 8 cars we've given away or will give away when it's all done and said and done. Hopefully by this week. Car number 8 on the line just after 8 o'clock tomorrow. Now let's talk about cars for Dick Genthy Chevrolet. They present this traffic copter report, so let's go up to the big 8 copter and find out what's going on. Here's JoJo.
And Tom, the inbound rush is at its peak right now. There's stop-and-go activity just about everywhere you look. On the southbound Southfield Freeway right now, from 7 miles of the Schoolcraft area, it's stop-and-go. And northbound conditions on the Southfield Freeway are just about as slow in the Warren, Plymouth, and Joy Road areas. The westbound Ford Freeway is packed solid. Stop-and-go progress being made in the stretch between Outer Drive and the Chrysler Freeway. And eastbound on the Ford, if you're headed that way, it's bumper-to-bumper between Michigan Avenue and the Lodge Freeway. Very heavy stop-and-go activity at the Jeffries Interchange. The southbound Lodge remains stop-and-go at Davison, and it's backed up to the Wyoming and Myers area. Out here on the Chrysler Freeway, you'll find southbound traffic moving very slowly from about 7 Mile Road on through the Davison Interchange to above Kniff. Very slow in that section. The inbound Fisher Freeway moving very well. A little bit slow, though, over the Rouge Bridge where there is construction going on. And the inbound Jeffries Freeway is a little bit slow going where it merges with the Fisher Freeway right in the downtown area. No accidents or tops to report in Windsor. And at the tunnel on the bridge, everything is moving freely in both directions. For Dick Genthy Chevrolet, this is JoJo in the CK Trafficopter.
Oh, it's hot. And being stuck in this traffic isn't helping the situation. It just gets me more angry. I've been driving this old heap 5 years now, and every summer it's the same old thing. Traffic and heat. Heat and traffic. I've got an important meeting today, and by the time I get there, my nerves will be shot. Darn traffic. Darn heat.
Are you finding yourself in the same situation? Well, I can't do much about the traffic, but I can let you in a little secret about how to beat the heat.
Dick Genthy Chevrolet.
I'll say it again.
Dick Genthy Chevrolet.
They've got quite a collection of air-conditioned Caprices and Monte Carlos ready for immediate delivery, with deals that'll be kind to your pocketbook. Don't you deserve a treat once in a while? That brand-new air-conditioned Chevrolet you've always wanted is waiting for you. And as long as you're going to be stuck in the traffic anyway, wouldn't it be nice to be sitting in a brand-new air-conditioned Chevrolet? Remember now,
Dick Genthy Chevrolet.
Keep cool, huh?
Dick Ginty Chevrolet, where customer satisfaction is the difference. Eureka at Dick's, Southgate.
It's the Lido Shuffle at 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. You can barely walk, I know, but try to shuffle this morning.
Lido Miss.
Boss Gags doing the Lido Shuffle at 13 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm moving pretty fast myself this morning. It's a Wednesday. We're right smack dab in the middle of a week. Beginning Thursday after 6 o'clock, we have a brand new Pacer on the line. A 1977 AMC Pacer, car number 8 of the total of 8 that we are giving away. So we're down right to the wire. I'll start today with the odometer at 0. We had a winner this morning for car number 7 with a guess of 481 miles, which was right on the money, for Keith Brown of Windsor, Ontario.
We'd like to take motorcyclists on a journey down a very special road. The machine is Yamaha's.
The spell is cast, you're on your way. Trying out a dream.
The road is adventure.
Travel fast and far in every corner of your mind. Says you'll remain a friend for all time.
You can see the new Yamahas at Williams Motorcycles in Windsor.
Great Scott announces a new, faster checkout service for people without Great Scott check cashing cards. Simply take your blank check to the Great Scott Customer Service Center and have it approved before you shop. After you've shopped and your bill has been totaled, just fill in the correct amount. With a Great Scott check cashing card or without one, your check will be able to check out as fast as you do. Great Scott. Sure, it's the price, but it's not just the price.
Our Motor City weather, sunshine and pleasant today with a high of 70, clear and not as cold tonight, a low of 45, and look for a super even better day tomorrow. Sunshine and even warmer tomorrow, 35 in Cleveland, 39 in Toledo. It's 38 in Detroit, a plus 3 Celsius at CKLW. And John Denver with 1974 memories of his special Annie. John Denver. An Annie song. On a Wednesday at CKLW, it's now 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning to you. 18 after 8, here's Sinatra with a great bit of philosophy. I think it's a philosophy. Everybody ought to be in love. It's a nice idea, no matter what you want to call it. Everybody ought to have somebody. I'm going to go work on it. See you in a bit. Working on an optimistic note this morning, everybody ought to have somebody, everybody ought to be in love. That's Francis Albert. It's 21 after 8 o'clock.
You know, there were rumors he and Dean were going to be at Pine Knob.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. I heard you before running down the line at Pine Knob.
Yeah, it was in the paper, the complete list this morning, but
I think their names were not on it.
Yeah, Bill Gray wrote about it, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, and he had the Sinatra Martin thing in there, and I didn't know if that was for sure or looked like, because tell you, the part of the paper I saw was ripped. I don't know what happened, but...
That's always because I rip it before you get it.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Rip and read.
Right. Well, no, not really. But the official dates of the people they've scheduled so far was printed today, and his name was not
their
included.
Names nor were not.
Their names were not, right. So, they have some open dates still. And
it'd be nice to plug those two in, huh?
Boy, I guess.
What would the tickets go for? I think
what'd they say, $25 a piece?
Oh, no, I saw $100.
Oh, that's right. That's right, yeah.
I mean, you'd have to pay their hotel bill, I would guess, or whatever. Their booze bill alone would be a fairly expensive proposition.
I'm surprised. They can make money. You know, they have a lot of big stars coming in this year. And I'm surprised they can make money. The tickets range from, I think, $6 through like $12 to $15.
This may be a misnomer, but I have a feeling the bigger the star, the more money you pay. Obviously, the more gate they take. In other words, if you scale your tickets upwards and they take that much more, is there that much more profit involved?
I doubt it.
A lost leader or whatever they call it, where you have somebody that big and it just carries over with the momentum. Say, did you hear that Sinatra and Dean Martin are going to be at, you know, that kind of a thing? And then the next one comes along and... Well, we can't see Sinatra and Dean Martin. We can't afford that one. But look who's coming in. Leo Sayer and Neil Diamond.
Right,
and
there you go.
So on down the line. Not that they're shabby acts at all, because they're certainly not. They've got a great lineup from what you said.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Let's go.
Teacher problems continue in Downriver Taylor. A mass sick call this morning has forced cancellation of classes at Truman Junior High only. Meantime, a small group of teacher pickets appeared this morning outside the Romulus High. It's over a contract dispute, but has not disrupted class. It's been revealed that in 5 short years, Detroit will have the largest computerized freeway system in the U.S. It'll include freeway sensors and TV cameras. When it's finished, entrance ramps will allow cars on the freeways only as there's room. Speaking of driving, a new government report shows that Americans would rather drive than eat. The love affair with the car is far from dead. As it now stands, the majority of Americans spend more money to drive each year than they do on food. And while we're talking about driving, let's see how you're doing right now with a report from JoJo and the Big A Chopper.
Randall, I can believe that because there are a lot of people out there driving right now. There's stop-and-go activity on the Southfield Freeway. For anyone headed south, it tightens up at McNichols at this hour and remains very slow on through to the Schoolcraft exit. The southbound lodge has eased up just a little bit anyway. There's stop-and-go movement mainly between Wyoming and the Davison interchange. And out on the Ford Freeway, westbound traffic is still jam-packed with below minimum speeds from Outer Drive all the way to the Chrysler interchange. And eastbound on the Ford, that two-car accident at Martin has been cleared of the shoulder, but it does remain slow going in that stretch between Michigan Avenue and the Lodge Freeway. This is JoJo in the Big 8 Traffic-Copter.
26-year-old Geraldine Howenstein of Algona, Iowa, has filed a $100,000 damage suit against her former boyfriend for burns he inflicted on her. She says her very jealous ex-boyfriend physically took her to his welding shop, which he owned. He chained her to a table, and he welded a chastity belt in place. She suffered burns in the process. The drive to raise Michigan's drinking age gaining momentum. A state Senate committee in Lansing heard massive testimony claiming the age must be raised to at least 19 because of booze problems in schools and fatal traffic accidents. The only people testifying in favor of the 18 age were, who else, representatives from the liquor industry. Attention, Michigan pot smokers, a lot of the stuff you're smoking is less than 100% marijuana, and you may not like to know about what the rest is. State police say in the marijuana they've confiscated and analyzed, they found ground-up mice, feathers, hair, garbage, and lice. Graduate psychology student Jay Sherney in Philadelphia has taken the toilet plunger out of the bathroom and into the spotlight. He's working his way through school with performances in which he tosses, flips, and balances the plunger. He gets $125 a show. He has also started the National Academy of Plunger Arts and Sciences and a quarterly magazine called Plun Journal. A 35-year-old Detroit man who got a little too amorous is dead this morning. Police say Ruperto Riviera had been drinking, returned to his apartment at 3370 14th Street, visited a 31-year-old neighbor lady, and when he became too aggressive, she shot him to death. One of the last remaining superstars of Hollywood is dead. Joan Crawford died of a heart attack in her New York apartment at the age of 69. Fred Astaire, who made his movie debut with Joan in the film Dancing Lady, talks about her life.
She's a great star. I mean, I don't think there's any way that I could say any more than anyone else does. She was a big star. She had won awards as an actress, and she was, before that, she was a dancer. That was not her main career by any means, but she was on the stage and New York as a dancer.
The first annual culinary art exhibition of edible sculpture was presented yesterday at the School of the Arts in Chicago. You won't believe some of the exhibits. They included a beach view of the Red Sea in jello, chocolate, nuts, and sardines, a representation of the mummy of King Tut in meatloaf, a cheesecake Volkswagen, and two loaves of bread erotically joined by a stick of butter. After the judging, the spectators, including a number of Skid Row bums who just happened to show up, ate the objects of art. CKLW News Time, 826.
If you want a great car, see a great car dealer. When you're hot, you're hot. If you want a great deal, see a great car dealer. If you're not, you're not. See the great Tri-County Pontiac dealers. When you're great, you're great.
Meet the hot ones, your Tri-County Pontiac dealers. They've got the best deals on the best-selling cars around. Get to know one of the hot ones near you. Test drive a new Pontiac and get a free Hot Ones t-shirt at participating dealers while they last. Licensed drivers only. Visit the hot ones, your Tri-County Pontiac dealer.
If you want a great car, see a great car dealer. When you're hot, you're hot. If you want a great deal, see a great car dealer. If you're not, you're not. See the great Tri-County Pontiac dealers. When you're great, you're great.
Meet the hot ones and get a great deal on a new Pontiac at your Tri-County Pontiac dealers.
K CKLW Sports. Here's Ron Stiles.
Minnesota's Jeff Hawley went to work in the Tigers last night and beat Detroit's Bengals 7-5. The Twins have won four games in a row now. Taking the loss for Detroit was Bob Sykes in his first major league decision. The Tigers will try and even the score tonight. Detroit's starting pitcher Ray Bear has been sent to the minors. Manager Ralph Houk says let that serve as a warning to the other Tiger starters to shape up. He says the bullpen is doing its job, but he says he can't say the same thing for the starting rotation. Bear has been assigned to the Evansville franchise. Montreal holds a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals against Boston. The Canadiens picked up a 3-0 shutout last night. Now the series heads for games 3 and 4 in Boston. The Portland Trail Blazers hold a death grip on the Los Angeles Lakers in the NBA Western semifinals. The Trail Blazers took Game 3 last night with a 102-97 victory over Los Angeles. One more triumph and Portland will sweep the series in four straight games. Bill Walton went crazy in the fourth period, scoring 14 of Portland's 16 final points. That's 2020 Sports. I'm Ron Stiles.
Put your finger on it. Put your finger on it. Put your finger on it in the Yellow Pages. It's time you took a look in the book. Find even more than what you're looking for. A friend you can rely on, facts that you can trust. That's the Yellow Pages, so come on, talk to us.
I let my fingers do the walking in the Yellow Pages to see who sells the things I want.
That's why I always list my brands and services in my Yellow Pages ad.
I want to know exactly where a business is before I waste a trip looking.
That's why I put a map in my Yellow Pages ad.
I don't want to find out a business is closed after I get there.
That's why I put business hours in my ad. Anything that makes it easier for customers to do business with me.
And that's why I love to do business with him.
It's time you took a look.
Diabetes must be cured. Help research with a check to the Canadian Diabetic Association, 1491 Yonge Street, Toronto. Motor City weather, sunny and pleasant today, high 70. Clear and not as cold tonight, low 45. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow. At 8:30, Cleveland has 43 degrees, Toledo 47, Detroit 45, 7 Celsius. Randall Carlisle, 2020 News. Now, more music with Tom Shannon at CKLW.
We got it together, didn't we?
That's Barry White, baby. You're my first, my last, and my everything. Good morning, it's 26. You're all of those things. It's 26 before 9 o'clock at CKLW. This is Tom Shannon congratulating Keith Brown of Windsor, who picked up car number 7, our AMC Pacer for 1977. One more is on the line beginning after 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. So if you have any ideas about how many mileage I will place on the car, starting at 0 today and driving through till tomorrow morning, you'll have a pretty good shot at it after 6 tomorrow morning. Talking about cars, an automobile color consultant claims you can tell a lot about somebody's personality. They've done this before with other things, indeed even cars. But you can tell a lot about someone's personality simply by looking at the color of his or her car. Let's look at your car. What color is your car? Green? You have a green car. Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you about yourself in just a second. Auto marketing expert Pat Barnes says that blue, which happens to be the most popular color today, something maybe you didn't know about, is chosen by conservative buyers. Barnes says that the owners of blue cars are usually traditional, cautious, and less experimental than other drivers. Red car people, on the other hand, they're the action ones, the people with red cars. Barnes reports they are the look-at-me types, want to be noticed, and they also like to speed. Somebody's probably driving 4 miles an hour right now on the freeway saying, 4 miles an hour in my red car, I'd love to speed. Yellow, he adds, is the color of intellect, and cars of this color are most often found around colleges and think tanks, while orange is an indication of action and intellect, and the owners of green cars reportedly have a lust period. I think I should stop right there. Well, green cars reportedly, their owners anyway, green car owners reportedly have a lust to wander or travel. While the black and white autos, and we all know that the police have black and whites, or at least that's what they call them, the black and white autos are owned by the most conservative types of all, either black and white combined, I don't know if there's too many of those, but a black car or a white car, most conservative types of all, they're owned by people who don't want to make real statements. What color car do you have, JoJo?
Well, believe it or not, Byron's got a black one, and I'm driving a white one.
You don't want to make any statements, do you?
That sort of leaves us very, very conservative, and my parents just got a green one, and I never thought of them as being very lustful.
Well, I mean, for wandering and travel, I never did finish that. They have a lust to wander or travel. They like to travel?
Yeah, they sure do. And they do change the color of their car from year to year.
I was going to say, sometimes I think we all have done that. I've kind of meandered around, and when it comes to my own choice, sometimes I drive a company vehicle, but, you know, revolves around my own choice. I usually will go with a red, believe that or not, or a red or a maroon color. And what does that mean? That means I'm a Leo. I suppose that sort of fits in the look at me type, right?
Well, don't feel bad. I had a red one just up until I got I had a red Mustang just before we got married.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that, and I'm a Gemini, so I guess, I don't know. Look at us.
Look at us. Remember, there's a record like that or a statement like that. I've got a silver car now. I don't know what that means.
What color is it?
Silver or gray.
Oh, silver. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about silver or gray or any...
I used to carry the Lone Ranger. I remember that. It's 24 before 9 o'clock, and here for Perry Drugs is JoJo.
And all sorts of colors of cars down below. It doesn't matter what color your car is right now.
The copter is silver, right?
No, the helicopter is blue and white.
There it is.
I'm a combination of conservative this morning, and I'm wearing red. Actually, though, if you're out here on the Ford freeway, I'm taking a look at the eastbound Ford right now. No matter what color your car is, you're moving at a very slow stop-and-go pace. Eastbound from about Michigan Avenue all the way into the downtown area. There was an accident earlier. That's been the problem there. They do have the two-truck accident at Martin off onto the shoulder, but that's why traffic is backed up so heavily on the eastbound Ford Freeway. So if you can steer clear of it, that would be a smart move, even at this late hour. If you're headed right downtown, you might want to get off on Michigan Avenue and take that the rest of the way into town, because like I said, the eastbound Ford stop and go from Michigan Avenue all the way into downtown Detroit. On the westbound Ford Freeway, still stop and go activity between Chalmers and Shane, very heavy traffic in that stretch also. On inbound 696, there's been an accident between Orchard Lake Road and Farmington Road. That's been slowing traffic. And then further south on the Lodge Freeway, as you near downtown Detroit, there's a slowdown to stop-and-go speeds at the Linwood and Davison area. The Southfield Freeway just left it. It's eased up in both directions now. Posted speeds north and southbound between 8 Mile and Michigan Avenue. The southbound Chrysler running a little slow through the Davison and Kniff areas, but no real problems there. And around Windsor, a disabled truck on northbound Huron Church north of Cabana Road is traffic on the slow side. You might want to steer clear if you can. For Perry Drugstores, this is JoJo reporting from the CK Trafficopter.
You do better at Perry.
Toss this Perry special right in the garbage. A roll of 50 plastic trash liners, only $2.49 now at Perry. Each convenient plastic liner turns messy garbage into a clean lift and toss package. Plastic trash can liners, the 50 count roll, $2.49 at all Perry drug stores.
Eye drops,
ear drops,
cop drops,
door stops.
What you need is what we've got.
CKLW. 21 now before 9 o'clock. If your car is purple, you're having a great ride this morning, I guess. Good luck to you. 21 before 9, off to Hollywood with Rufus and Chaka. Getting out there to Hollywood, Glitter City. CKLW, that's Rufus, Chaka Khan. It's 17 before 9 o'clock, and this is Tom Shannon with a reminder that if breakfast is becoming a bore in your house, new skillet strips from Herod is something you should try. Kind of to wake up your family's appetite. What's a skillet strip? Well, it's sort of a smoked sausage with the links taken out. A smoked sausage with the links taken out. And it comes to you flat and in strips, much like bacon. And you see, because it's fully cooked, it's easier to prepare. But most of all, you'll love the taste of new skillet strips with all the flavor of lean smoked sausage and the tantalizing savor of hickory smoked bacon. Delicious new skillet strips are available at your favorite supermarket now. Just leave it to Herod to give you more meat for your money.
Find the road to somewhere you've been looking for. Chevrolet will get you there better than before. Where the deals make the difference with better prices for you. Buffway and Chevrolet, our reason is you. Where the deals make the difference every day. Buffway and Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Yes, the deals really do make the difference at Buff Whalen Chevrolet, Van Dyke at 18 Mile Road. Discount prices now on all new 1977 Chevy cars and trucks. Drive out to Van Dyke and 18 Mile and visit the dealer with the proof that his Chevy prices are the lowest in the Detroit area. Buff Whalen Chevrolet.
Where the deals make a difference every day. Buff Whalen Chevrolet.
I love the weather you've ordered. Sunny and pleasant today with a high of 70, clear and not as cold tonight, low of about 45, and it'll be sunshine and even warmer tomorrow with 43 degrees currently in Cleveland, 47 in Toledo, 45 in Detroit, 7 Celsius at CKLW. It's now 8:45. Here's music that fits the day and fits the water. It's the last farewell. Here's Roger Whittaker. Music conjures up all kinds of good things. Sailing around on Lake St. Clair and enjoying the heck out of life for sure. It's 12 minutes before 9 o'clock, 12 before 9 on this Wednesday. Maybe sailing is in the offing today, if not for sure tomorrow.
Some builders are now installing heat pumps in new homes and buildings, and for very important energy-saving reasons.
National correspondent Nancy Dickerson reports for Detroit Edison, one of the partners in America's crusade for conservation.
Today's heat pump delivers over 1.5 units of heat for every unit of electricity it uses. As a result, it is generally the most energy-efficient heating system. The heat pump also provides energy-efficient cooling during warm weather. New and existing homes and buildings can take advantage of the heat pump if the ductwork and insulation are adequate. And because the heat pump makes good use of natural heat, it helps save our natural resources. So for more information about the heat pump, call your Detroit Edison office. This is Nancy Dickerson reporting for Detroit Edison. Remember, conserve for all it's worth. The power is in your hands.
Smart shoppers save at Kroger, more than a million strong. You're one in a million at Kroger. A million Michigan shoppers can't be wrong. There's better meat at Kroger, the Kroger Garden too. They're saving lives at Kroger, so come and see what we can do for you. A million Michigan shoppers can't be wrong.
Look at this, whole pork loin sliced free is minimizer priced at Kroger this week, just 87 cents a pound. Keith Radford standing by with 2020 News. And right after the theme from Rocky, we'll update your world. From the Academy Award winning movie, Rocky, that's Bill Conti right from the soundtrack, and that's going to fly now. It's 8 minutes before 9 o'clock at CKLW in time for 2020 News. And with our report, here is Keith Radford.
Thanks, Tom. More problems this morning in suburban Taylor. Teachers there continue their blackboard flu, and classes at Truman Junior High have been canceled for the day. It's expected the board will now take the whole thing to court. Meantime, teachers are also picketing at the Romulus High School at Wayne Road and the I-94. Apparently the same reason there. No progress on a new contract. And we've also learned that the same thing is happening this morning in Redford Township at the Redford Union High School. Students have been sent home for the day after teachers didn't show up for work. And now we'll look at the rush hour conditions this morning. Here's JoJo in the Big 8 traffic copter.
He's inbound traffic finally tapering off now. The only major slow spots to avoid are on the Ford Freeway, where eastbound conditions are still slow just east of Michigan Avenue due to an earlier two-truck accident, and westbound on the Ford in the stretch past to the airport from about Connor to the Shane Street exit. That's it until this afternoon. This is JoJo in the Big 8 traffic copter.
Within 10 years, the Metro Detroit area will have its own $2.4 billion mass transit system. Plans for the massive construction project were finalized this week by SEMTA, and the plan includes a light rail system, bus services along the major routes, and an underground subway. Detroit Councilman Ernie Brown, that's Ernie Brown, has picked up some badly needed support in his bid for the mayor's chair. The Detroit Police Officers Association will formally announce it's throwing its support behind Brown later on today. It's a big blow for Mayor Young, but Young, meantime, still has more money for his campaign thanks to fundraising dinners by such people as Henry Ford. The weather has been pretty good in the Windsor-Detroit area lately, and most people have already had their snow tires taken off for the summer. But once again, it's a different story this week on the eastern U.S. coast. Jim Randall has more on the story from Boston.
New England is still reeling from the worst snow and windstorm for May in the last 100 years. The National Weather Service says spring is expected back today after 2 days of sudden destructive winter, which left more than a million people without electricity for extended periods, including at least 150,000 homes through the night. Up to a foot of wet snow in some areas of Massachusetts and Rhode Island pulled down trees and power lines with the help of gale force winds. A half dozen major power plants and several smaller ones were shut down when transmission lines connected to the New England system grid were disrupted.
According to doctors, the number of cases of measles in the U.S. and Canada this year is up by 57%. The main reason given for the dramatic increase, not enough children are being immunized against the disease in school. And it's happened once again in Anderson, California. For the second time in 4 days, thousands of birds have flown down the chimney at Russ Sherlock's home, and thousands more just dived into the backyard. Firemen had to use plastic bags and buckets to get rid of all the birds, and the state game officials don't have a clue as to why the birds are behaving so crazy. In sports, the Canadians now lead their best-of-seven Stanley Cup Series with Boston by 2 games. Montreal beat the Bruins again last night, 3-0. The Tigers dropped their contest with Minnesota 7-5. Both teams meet again at Tiger Stadium tonight. And just one game in the NBA playoffs overnight, Portland got by the Lakers 102-97. CKLW News Time, 8:55.
Hey, Pago, say, Pago, what a way to go.
A rainbow full of flavors, how many do you know?
33 great flavors, nobody gives you more.
So grab yourself a bagel, get what you're thirsty for.
Hey, Pago, say, Pago, what a way to go.
A rainbow full of flavors, how many do you know?
When you've got a taste for something that's bright and good and wet, whatever flavor you want, just grab yourself a Faygo. Because when it comes to flavor, Faygo gives you 33 delicious ways to go.
Red pop, orange, grape and moonshine, cola, rock and ride. Root beer, berry, cherry, cola, fruit punch, and lemon lime. Hey, Faygo, say, Faygo, what a way to go. A rainbow full of flavors, how many do you know?
Available in Canada.
Motor City weather, sunny and pleasant today, high 70. Clear and not as cold tonight, low 45. Sunny and a little bit warmer tomorrow. Cleveland has 43 degrees, Toledo 47, Detroit 45, 7 Celsius. Keith Radford, 2020 News. Now, more music with Tom Shannon at CKLW.
CKLW, the Motor City.
Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. This is Tom Shannon. Coming up this hour, Jennifer Warren, Stevie Wonder, and right now, Leo Sayer. And